Welcome to Art and Espresso, talking business growth with Greg Beck. This is Greg Beck, Chief Growth Officer at Focal Point Advisory Services. So the next bucket of deadly sins I want to address are the emotional sins, and they fall really into about four areas. The first is purely cultural. Now, I know. Us hard-charging finance types want to throw our hands in the air and say that this is of the least importance in a deal, but the data indicates that it's actually of the highest level of importance. If you have a hard-charging, hard-driving culture, and you are looking to do something strategic with a culture that values more harmony and alignment, it simply will not work. And again, this isn't just Greg Beck's opinion. The data, the market literature, and my own experience indicate that if there's not a strong degree of cultural alignment, it's going to cause a problem. Along these same lines, leadership challenges and leadership communication. It's not just putting out the right message at the right time to the rank and file employees who are going to be directly impacted by this. It's also about how the leaders of the two organizations interact with each other. I have never met a successful executive at a company who didn't have some form of ego. And that's not a negative comment. As successful humans, it develops naturally. But if those egos cannot be put into a larger context, if they can't be controlled to the point where the end product is in harmony with all that, there's going to be a problem. Part and parcel of that is an organization's resistance to change and a lack of flexibility. At the highest level, if these egos exist, at lower levels, people believe at their core that every day they're coming in and their way of doing things is the right way. For the simple human factor of, if they thought there was a better way to do it, they probably would. So when you have two organizations that are coming together, and now there needs to be a hybrid, now there needs to be a blending of both, there's an inherent human resistance to that change. And I know I've used the word human repeatedly here because these challenges are emotional, and those emotions are an essential human trait. And I don't want to lose sight of the fact that if in the strategy, if in the numbers, if in the operations, we lose sight of that humanity, this is where things are going to fail. And those failures all come to a head during the integration. If we think of the first three buckets as the dating and the honeymoon phase, the integration is the one-year anniversary. It is when the bloom has come off the rose, if you will, and now you're making those small day-to-day changes where these little tiny points that were evident earlier in the deal have now become full-blown hotspots. And I don't want to underestimate or understate that it is during the integration that a real problem is going to occur that is going to detract from your financial results. It doesn't get talked about in the popular media a lot, but there have been several very large mergers of companies that 3 years later, 4 years later, when you try to interact with the customer service organization, they're like, oh, we're still not connected to their systems yet. As a consumer, as a leader, that's a sign they're probably not capturing the true value of their deal. So that's it for this episode of Art and Espresso. Hopefully I've kickstarted your business brain and given you something actionable that you can take forward into your business. If you'd like to know more about how I would apply these philosophies to your business, please feel free to reach out to me at gbeck@focalpointcoaching.com. All my contact information is in the show notes. Until next time, cheers, everyone.